Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
We all know that stress, psychological stress, can take physiological toll on your body. It can take proportions that cause headaches and body aches and mental breakdowns. And when it's our students, when it's our teenagers and our college students, it can affect their everyday activity, their learning, everything. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. Stress, students. It seems that today they feel more stress about school than maybe we did. Or than I did. But yeah, maybe you not. You're a doctor. But what do we do? How do we sense the stress in our children? How do we spot it and say, whoa, this is getting a little bit too much?
You know, hopefully, if you look at a teenager, hopefully they can tell you about their stress. And I like that because in younger kids, I mean, all kids get stressed. But when they're younger, they have a hard time demonstrating the insight to know that that's what they're feeling, to put a name on it. And to inform you. So the good thing about teens is they may actually be able to tell you they're getting stressed, but some do it better than others, and some still, they may not feel like they want to burden you with it, or they may not even realize that's what's going on. So sometimes you do, as you mentioned, get headaches, excessive fatigue, belly pain, school avoidance, I just don't want to go anymore. And so as a parent, you often have to start asking questions. Really, what's going on? Are you worried about something? Is there something coming up? How are people treating you? We identify a lot of bullying this way, right? And that can be incredibly stressful. And I'm shocked sometimes at what I find out when I ask that I would think it would have been volunteered to me, right? You know, well, when were you going to tell me that, right? But sometimes you do have to ask. So if you notice your child just seems excessively tired or off, or their school performance isn't going as well, or they don't want to go, be like, hey, let's sit down. What's going on? Tell me what's happening. You don't seem yourself right now.
Okay, so again, communication is definitely one of the keys that we have to keep. We can sense when our kids are not focusing or complaining of headaches, some of the physical ailments that come with really a lot of stress. What can we do to help our kids? You know, we're told, Dr. Hill, and it's something that I do every day with my clients and my patients, is work on yoga, meditation, our nutrition, omega-3s, you know, all of these things, meditation, being silent, clearing your mind. Can we do all these things with our students as well?
Heck yeah, we can. Stress is one of the easiest places to see that the brain and the body are not separate things, right? What's going on in the mind, what's going on in the body, are interrelated in profound ways. So stress affects the body. It, you know, increases your stomach acid, increases your blood pressure, sends your pulse rate up, sends your heart rate up. Chronic severe stress can shorten your life, right? So it's very bad. But the body also affects the mind. So if you work on the body piece of it, you can often help the mind. At once, just getting a sleep, teenagers especially, need a bit more sleep, and on average, they're sleep-deprived. When you're sleep-deprived, your emotional regulation is off, your schoolwork is off, your stress level goes up. So you can break that cycle by helping teens get to sleep on time. You can remind them to have a healthy bedtime, get the electronic devices out of the bedroom if they've got a cell phone that's keeping them up all night with texts. Even just the light from the screens tells the brain it's not sleep time, and can disrupt sleep cycles. Make sure they get to sleep late enough in the morning. So just adequate sleep is a good start. Exercise is a tremendous stress reliever, and kids will feel, oh, I'm too busy, I can't do anything.
We're all too busy to exercise. You have to make the time. Nobody has
exactly
the time.
Exactly. Unless the source of your stress is exercise, right? If your child is, you know, a super competitive athlete, they're on a travel team, they got 2-a-day practices, sometimes you might, in that case, need to give them a break, or at least switch it to an exercise that's not the thing that they're stressed over, right? If you've got a star pitcher, send him swimming, right? You know, something that's not the thing that, oh my gosh, I've got to do this because my entire college career is based on it. Let him do a different form of exercise. Let him take a day or two off. But for a kid who's not exercising, getting out there is great.
It absolutely is, and the American College of Sports Medicine certainly recommends cross-training your kids, making sure. So if their stress is coming from a sport that they play or that they're overusing, they're doing too much, get them into something else or give them a whole season off, completely off, not even two sports at the same time. If their stress comes from school, Dr. Hill, from competition, from their grades, what can we do? Of course, we can give them exercise. Sleep is huge. I mean, I am absolutely the sleep police in this house. So sleep and relaxation, meditation, nutrition, all of these things. But when it's grade-centered, it's kind of hard for us, even if we give them all those things, to say it's going to be all right. It seems like they have more stress than we did, Dr. Hill.
You know, it depends. I think part of that comes from what seems to be a very winner-take-all society right now, right? If there's a sense among parents and kids get it, if you're not at the top, you're at the bottom. There's no middle, so you better be at the top. And that pressure can be enormous. It is somewhat unrealistic. There are lots of ways for kids to succeed in working on their own strengths. So there are several things you can do. One is organization, right? A lot of what I see stress out the kids in my house is just a matter of organization. Do you have everything ready for the morning, before the morning? Mornings are incredibly stressful times. And are the lunches laid out? Are we going to run around in the morning looking for that one shoe, right? You've been through this, right?
I have, yes.
Where is it? Everybody's in the car. We're waiting. What do you mean you don't have your shoe? Get that shoe out the night before. Make sure there's two of them. Lay them by the door. Are there folders? Are there checklists? There are more and more online. We now use an online checklist and family calendar so we can see what's due the next day or the next week. And it doesn't
setting
sneak
it up
on, you know,
the night before, that's really a great idea because those mornings are hectic and the running around. So organization is key. Should we help them organize their folders, their work, say, okay, did you get all your homework put into your backpack? Do we do that? Is that our job?
Building resilience and independence in kids, you can help them start, and then they should keep it going, right? You can help with the initial organization, and then they need to take it from there. Most of them are carrying smartphones right now. If your child has a smartphone, there is no excuse for them not to know that they have a homework assignment due tomorrow. You can put a pop-up in there, right? It could be on your calendar. So help them utilize the tools that they have available. And then at a more profound level, you might need to go talk to the teachers or talk to the guidance counselor and say, have we bitten off more than we can chew? Is this a workload that's appropriate?
Okay, so that's important, being realistic and trying not to overcommit or making sure your child doesn't overcommit. Okay, well, they're on the yearbook committee and they're auditioning for this play and they're in band and then they're in this sport or that sport and making sure that they're not overcommitting so that something else is going to take a back seat and then they're going to freak out because they have a paper, but they were out the night before doing, you know, a sport until 8 o'clock.
Right. And the people that seem to know about education and college admissions and whatnot, the things we get stressed about. You know, when I was applying for college, you needed to be Mr. Everything, right? If there was a club, join it. And that's not the current trend. Do one or two things really well is what I hear from the guidance counselors and others right now. So if you've got a kid who's joined everything there is, it may be time to make some choices and rank and say, you know, where's your real passion? What brings you joy, or are you just checking a box because you feel like you got to get it checked?
Okay, 30 seconds, stress, kids, students, what do we do?
Take care of the body, right? Take care of sleep, take care of exercise, take care of food, look at organization, look at whether the expectations that you and your child have are truly realistic based on the time and the skill set that they have, and last one, listen. Be an ear and reflect back what you hear before you start making suggestions.
So helping our kids, organization, relaxation, exercise, sleep, good habits. That's what's going to help our children with the stress relief. We could all use that, actually. That's advice that works for all of us. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.